The Average Network takes you now to the steamy delta of the Sacramento and American Rivers to the capital of California for Chapter 11 of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento. In Arnold's office, overlooking his vast empire, we find the Governator talking with his detective, Jake Giddy.
So I told her, if you keep bothering Arnold with these nasty claims, something bad could happen to the whole state.
What would happen?
Hell, I don't know, just something to say, but she's got pictures.
Pictures?
Yep, and video of you groping her.
That's fantastic. I didn't know she had the camera.
Well, it's gonna cost us, but you just got the okay on that state loan. What'd you end up borrowing?
$24 billion so far.
I thought you only wanted $15 billion.
Well, there are some additional expenses.
Bush still giving you the runaround on that energy
money? I don't get it. All the time I was running for governor, he calls almost every day. Now he won't return my calls.
He's a two-bit politician, Arnold.
But he promised. His own energy department said they owe us. If I was president, I'd never do that to me. Yeah, who is it?
Hi, Arnold. Hello, Jake.
Mr. Lieutenant Governor.
Coos, what are you doing here?
Your secretary, Otto, is asleep again. I just thought I'd tell you your 2 o'clock is here.
Ah, show him in. Hello, Mel.
Hi, Arnold. Pax Vibiscum. Hi, Jack.
It's Jake Gibson.
Wait a minute. Aren't you Jack
Drop
Gibson?
Drop it, Gibson. You'll get us in copyright trouble.
Oh, well, do what I did. Go for public domain stuff, like the Bible.
How's your movie doing, Mel?
Marvelous, Arnold. Raking it in.
Boy, profiting on the Bible and stirring anti-Semitism. You're really something, Mr. Gibson.
No, very religious, is he?
Cruz, go stand in a corner.
Golly, Arnold, you're mean.
Well, Arnold, Pete Wilson borrowed a lot of money from me for your bond. When do I start getting it back?
Pretty soon, I hope. It's fantastic you had it to spare.
Well, I just made the greatest historical epic ever, and everybody in America is required to see it twice. You seen it yet, Arnold?
Not yet. I've been kind of busy, Mel.
Well, you better see it soon. I'm starting on the sequel.
You killed your hero. How you gonna have a sequel?
Don't read much, do you, Jake? I'm gonna have a 15-minute sequence where Doubtin' Thomas has to stick his hand in Caviezel's side. Jim's agreed to let us stab him.
That's fantastic.
That's nuts. You already made the sickest Bible movie ever.
Cruz, shut up.
Gee whiz, Arnold.
Hey, there's lots of blood and gore in the Bible. I got enough for 50 movies. I can go on torturing and killing for years. Big box office. Especially if I can get the Vatican and the Anti-Defamation League to do my publicity. Like on this one.
Do you have to give them points?
Not as long as they think they're saving folks from me, but that's why I needed to see you, Arnold. I'll write off plenty of debt if I can have Mono Lake for my Sodom and Gomorrah movie. This one will have lots of dirty sex in it as well as violence.
Well, I'm sold. When's it hit the theaters?
Why, not for a year or two. Takes a while to make that much stage blood.
That's fantastic. Sure, you can have Mono Lake. It'll really bug the environmentalists.
Great, a whole nother interest group to get publicity from.
You guys are crazy, you know that, don't you?
Cruz, another word and I make you clean the rotunda again.
Boy, Arnold, Gray never treated me like this.
Yes, he did, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mel, I just became executive editor of Muscular Ears magazine. If you need some bodybuilders, we all set.
I'll let you know, Arnold, so I can send my location people to you with a contract?
Sure. Anytime. You ever need the beach?
Yeah, for my Jonah and the Whale picture. In my version, the whale chews Jonah up and spits him out. Whole sequence will run at least an hour.
That's fantastic, too. Whenever you need it, Mel.
Thanks, Arnold.
Gosh, Jake, this sure is a weird way to run a state.
It's modern, Cruz. Real 21st century stuff. It's kind of weird, though, gotta admit. Let's go grab
I was a little hurt you didn't ask me to play Jesus, Mel.
Well, Arnold, you're a little pricey. Caviezel's bag and basement.
Well, keep me in mind for the sequel. I could play a Roman. It would be fantastic.
What will Arnold do next? Stay tuned for the next heart-pounding chapter of Mr. Schwarzenegger Goes to Sacramento. The preceding was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were okayed by the Council of Nicaea thanks to a time warp located in Little Billy Buntcake's toy chest in Santa Monica. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network asking you to stay tuned.